I belong to you. Abba, I belong to you. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We lift your name on high. Because you are the one and true God. We thank you for your word. We glorify you for your word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never fail us. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And as we sit at this table, Father, we are taking the bread of life. And Father, I pray that today, thank you for every word that has been spoken into our hearts and into our minds. And I pray for my brothers and sisters in this place this morning and myself, Father, that as we listen to this word this morning, may we rise up to be whom you have created us to be. May we walk by faith and not by sight. May we be courageous to represent you well in a world where they reject you. May we not be afraid, as your word was declared that there is a seed of faith. Let faith arise this morning. Let those who believe God rise up and do great exploits, oh Father. For the time and hour has come for your sons to be manifested, oh Father. We want to thank you this morning that it is indeed a time for the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of life and the Spirit of truth. Holy Spirit, I want to thank you. I want to glorify you and magnify you, because you alone can lead us and direct us. You alone can guide us. Oh, our Master, Jesus, I want to thank you. As you sit at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, I want to say, blessed be your name. Let every prayer you make for us be manifested in our lives. Let us be ones who hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and not follow the voice of a stranger. This morning, my Father, as I speak, I ask that the Spirit of truth would open the blind eyes, that ears will be unstopped, that vision will be restored as it has been prophesied, that purpose will be resurrected again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Good morning, church. I'm not going to take a lot of time. I actually have to be in the city. So I do apologize for those of you who would like to catch up after service. I won't be here. I'll finish here and run out quickly. I feel honored to be celebrating with you this morning and be sharing the word of God with you this morning. The last time I shared was on the 19th of June, just before our fast. And I came with a challenge. And I said to the Lord this morning, Father, you seem to always encourage me to challenge my brothers and sisters. And this morning, I have a challenge, but an encouragement as well. My topic, for those of you who like topics, is do not neglect the gift of God that is in you. Do not neglect the gift of God that is in you. How many of us here are walking in the good works that God has prepared for you? Lift up your hands. Beautiful. How many of you are searching for the good works that God has prepared beforehand for you to walk into? Beautiful. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So God has already prepared the works that you and I are supposed to do beforehand, and we are supposed to walk into the works that God has prepared for us. The challenge is, some of us have not known God well enough to trust Him with the works that He has prepared beforehand. We have known our education system. We have known our parents. We have known our tradition. We've known our culture. We have known our parents' expectation of our lives and our purpose. And we have followed that. We thank God for parents. And most parents do their best to guide us and to lead us in paths that are good for us. But only God knows why He created you, knows why you are here on earth, knows why you are where you are right now. So it is up to you, my brothers and sisters, to make it a priority to seek God concerning your purpose and your destiny. Because we are going to be accountable for the life that He has given us and for the gifts that He has given us. We are all gifted. We are all gifted. Amen. No one here does not have a gift from God. You may be saying, "Tendai, I don't know what my gift is." Well, you are gifted. That's one thing I want you to know. You may not know what it is, but you are gifted. And some of you might be saying, "Maybe it's too late for me." Well, I've got good news for you. It's never too late in God. If He's put it inside of you and He have not tapped into it, you have to prepare yourself. So I have come this morning to challenge you to rise up as we are going into a season of a hope and a future. I am challenging you to rise up, and as we go into this new season, that you rise up in your true identity in Christ. Because what He created you to do has got to do with your identity too. He created you with a purpose and a plan. The prophetic word was declared today that there's been a sowing of seed, there's been faith, and there's been replacing of vision. So what am I saying to you this morning? God has got a plan and a purpose for you, and you have the responsibility to fulfill that plan and purpose that God created you for. It is time for you as an ambassador of the kingdom of God to rise up and rise up in confidence and rise up in faith. Rise up in faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Thank you, Pastor Cresta, for listening unto God. Because you said God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek them. So, what am I saying to you this morning? Don't neglect the gift of God that is in you. We all have something to contribute, and if you don't play your part, we are all missing something incredible that you are supposed to be doing. All of us have got a part to play. How many of you love to play a puzzle? If the piece is missing, it's not completed. So if you are missing, we will not complete the work that the Lord Jesus Christ said, occupy till I come. So I am encouraging you and challenging you this morning that rise up, KC City Church. It's time for you to know your position, to know your calling, and step up and play your part as soldiers. Nobody is going to tell you what you're supposed to do. You are supposed to know your call and your purpose. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. If you're going to come and say, help me tonight, I need to find that thing, I'm going to be telling you, pray, read his word, and come with me. Then we suggest, based on what you are hearing, because you need to hear for yourself. Gone are the days that we rely on somebody speaking to us. We need to hear him clearly. He is a good shepherd. He is a speaking God. He has been speaking this morning. He has been speaking the same language since we came into this place, that it's time to rise up. It's time to fulfill your God-given purpose. Yes. And there are some of you, thank you, Brother Kevin, that are still standing behind the chicken line. Well, I've come to tell you, there ain't no chickens here. Amen. There ain't no chickens here. You are called to be eagles, to fly high and soar. You are called to a kingdom that lacks nothing. You are called to a kingdom that has got power and authority to change situations and circumstances. It's time that we as a church begin to believe in who we are and whose we are. We can no longer play behind the scenes. I want to talk to you today. Thank you, Pastor Larry, for sharing that there is a generation that is getting lost. But I want to challenge the older generation. For the next generation to be lost, it means we have missed something. We have to harness ourselves now and prepare a path for the next generation. A generation that can stand on our shoulders and do better than what we have done. A generation that will serve God and not worship any other God. A generation that will reject the ways of the world. But we have to be positioned in the right place to do that. Amen? Amen. Let us read the word of God from Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. From verse 1 right through to 16, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Judges chapter 6, verse 1 to 16. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Midian for 7 years, and the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made themselves dens and caves, and the stronghold which are in the mountains. So it was whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up, also Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. And they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza, and leave no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkeys. For they would come up with their livestock and their tenants, and coming as numerous as locusts. Both they and their camels, they were without number. And they would enter the land to destroy it. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Because of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel who said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of all who oppressed you. And I drove them out before you and gave you their land. Also, I say to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But you have not obeyed my voice. I want you to underline that. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But you did not obey my voice. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the Taberet tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed the wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, I want you to hear these words very carefully. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, the Lord is with you, mighty men of valor. Gideon said, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has this happened to us? And where are all the miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did the Lord bring us from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this mighty of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. I have sent you. So he said to him, oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you. You shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Israel finds itself in a challenging situation, and then they cry out to God. Some of you after today will have to cry out to God to know where he wants you to be, what he wants you to be doing, where he is leading you, what is that good work that he has created you for. But some of you, as I speak, you already know what you are supposed to be doing. Some of you are already standing where you are supposed to go. Some of you are already fulfilling that which God has called you to do. But it doesn't end with you. You have to be thinking of the next person who is going to continue to run the race when you are finished. Because each one of us here has got something that God has placed in us that we are supposed to fulfill. And like Gideon, some of us have been hiding and we are not seeing ourselves through the lenses that God sees us. God is calling you, evangelist, and you are saying, oh no, God, I don't like standing before people. I don't like being out in the public. But I have come to challenge you. It's time to rise up to who God has called you to be. It's not a time for you to stay in your comfort zone. If there is going to be true hope and a future, each one of us has got to play their part. The reason why Israel was in this situation is because they disobeyed God. When we do not do what God expects of us, we become slaves. Thank you, Brother Kevin, for continuously saying we are no longer slaves. When we do not obey the voice of God, we become slaves. And I have come to release you from the spirit of fear this morning, because you are no longer slaves to fear, but you are given the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. You are no longer a slave to fear. You can no longer live behind closed doors because you are afraid. You can no longer continue doing what you are doing because you are afraid. Maybe you are afraid that if you do what God has called you to do, your family is not going to have provision. Well, let me tell you something. God is the ultimate provider. Heaven and earth belongs to Him. So if you are stuck in a place because you are scared for provision, I have come to tell you the one who is calling you, He owns everything that you have. So there's nothing to be afraid of. He will provide for your family. He will meet your needs according to His riches and His glory, not according to this surrounding. I know right now they are talking about recession. I want to challenge you as KC City Church, do not participate in recession. Do not participate. What do I mean, do not participate? Let us focus on our God, the kingdom that we come from. Where do I get that from? We see it in the word of God that when there was famine, God gave specific instructions to those that walked God, and they sowed and they still reaped. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. So if we do not focus on what God is calling us to do, we will neglect the gift of God that is upon this house and upon each and every one of us. Amen? So I am challenging you this morning that do not hide, neither do bow down to the gods of this world. We can no longer bow down to the gods of this world. There are many gods in this world, but we have one God. There are many gods in this world, but we have one God. And our God is the supreme God of heaven and earth. And we can no longer continue to bow down to the gods of this world. Why? We see the danger. When the children of Israel feared the gods of the Amorites, they became fearful and they were tormented and harassed by the Midianites because they feared their God. Yes, their gods can perform power. Their gods can put stuff that is beyond our eyes to comprehend. But our God is superior. Amen. Trust me, church. Our God is able to do far more than what we think or even imagine. They have their gods in the world where God is sending us to give hope and a future. They will stand to resist you as you bring in the light of God. But you have to be confident and sure of the God whom is sending us, that He is able to do far more than what we think or even imagine. You agreeing with me? This hope and the future that we are talking about, we must be convinced before we even start that the work that we are going to do now is greater than what we have ever done. That the name of God is going to be greater than ever. The last 12 years were good, but we are entering into 12 years of greatness. But it all depends in all of us not neglecting the call of God that is upon our lives. We cannot be like Gideon when God says, I need you to rise up, Maurice, and do this. You cannot come up with an excuse to say, I am the least in my father's house. There is no more time for excuses. There is no excuse to say, oh, Lord, I have children to look after. It's time to say, yes, Lord, how am I going to do it? You inquire of the Lord and you pursue Him until you have finished the mission. Because if we don't do that, the gods of this world will rule and reign. Amen. And King Jesus will not be seen by the world. You and I are supposed to go into the world and they encounter Jesus. And they encounter Holy Spirit. Oh, you don't need permission. You just need to be convinced of the kingdom that you stand on. And you have to be convinced that you have seen and you have heard clearly from God. And you follow instructions. The body of Christ has got to rise. And we all have got to believe in who we are in Christ Jesus. I cannot stress that enough. We have to have this conviction in ourselves that we are the light of the world. We have to believe that. And we have to walk into it. And we have to practice it. We can no longer continue to hide or bow down to the gods of this world. The God of this world has got a spirit. And that spirit is fear. But God is saying, the years of fear are gone. Thank you for the testimony. Yes. I was waiting for that testimony, Giovanna. Yes. Thank you for that testimony. Let us give the Lord a hand of applause. We can no longer be fearful people. Fear has got to go completely. Because for as long as we entertain fear, we are bowing down to the God of this world. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that of love, power, and a sound mind. So when we go out and we feel the fear, we acknowledge it, but we tell it where it goes. She said she laughed at it. She laughed at it. And we must be able to acknowledge that this is the spirit of fear and this is the spirit of truth. We need to know where we are standing. We can no longer be like little children who are tossed to and fro by every wind. We need to know whose we are and who we stand for. The God of this world are the systems that are around us. And you have to refuse. You have to speak the word. How did God create the world? He spoke. Our biggest challenge, my brothers and sisters, is that we speak without thinking. Don't speak. Think through what you are saying. Because death and life is in the power of the tongue. And if you are in the kingdom of God and you just open your mouth and agree with everyone and everything, you're going to neglect the gift of God that is upon you. Gideon opens his mouth and God does not address his excuse. He does not have time for excuses. God does not entertain your excuses. He simply says, get up and go, because I will be with you. It's time for hope and a future, KC City Church. Are you ready to rise up and go? This is not the time to say, I don't know about this. How is it going to work? No, no, no. This is time to harness yourself and say, Lord, what is my participation? How am I going to participate in this hope and a future? Where do I stand? Because I don't want to be found missing. Maybe you are going to China. Maybe you are going to Africa. What will be your excuse? Because God is saying, rise up, mighty men of valor. Do you see yourself as the mighty man of valor? Do you see yourself as a mighty man of valor? Do you see yourself, my brother, as a mighty man of valor? Because if you don't see yourself the way God sees you, you will bow down. When the enemy says, did God say? I'm not sure. Maybe it was just me thinking. Maybe we were just imagining. Maybe it was not the season. You cannot second guess yourselves anymore. We need to hear from God and obey and trust. We have to trust that what God is doing in our lives is right and we are doing it right, and we have to hear from God. We cannot hear from anyone else. We have to hear from God, and we have to be very, very sure that God is speaking to us. To the older generation in this place. Because if you read further, Gideon's father had his own idols. If you have been a mother or a father who has been bowing down to fear, you need to repent. I have had to repent. I have had to repent. Because I was nurturing my kids from a place of fear, not faith. Fear of what the world would do. Fear of what they will experience. God has not called me to a spirit of fear. So I had to repent. Every fearful decision I made, I had to repent. Because we are supposed to move in faith, not in fear. To all the older generation that are in this place that have been bowing down to the spirit of fear, I want to encourage you this morning that you are not called to a spirit of fear. In any area of your life, you have to search your hearts even as we conclude. What area of your life has fear taken over? And you rise up, not just for yourself, but for your generation, for your children, for your sons, for your great-grandchildren, that there will be a faith generation. Like Joshua, who said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We're talking about the next generation, their grandchildren, their daughters and sons that need to rise up in this house to take their position. Why? Because if we are the forerunners, our children and our children's children to a thousand generation should serve God and not bow down to any other God. Amen? They should not bow down to any other God. I woke up a few weeks ago and I was praying. And as I was praying, I was in deep intercession. And then all of a sudden, I woke up to myself out of that prayer moment where I was saying, no, Lord, I don't want revival. I don't want revival. And then I was like, what is that? So I stopped and I said, Holy Spirit, why was I crying saying, I don't want revival, I don't want revival? And he said, go and read John 10, verse 10. And then I wrote John 10, verse 10 that says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. So you don't want revival, you want life and life more abundantly. I said, yes, Lord, I don't just want to be revived. I want to live and live more abundantly. I want my children to a thousand generation to bow down to the one and true God. He is a covenant-keeping God, church. Gone are the days that we worship and our children do not worship God. Amen. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God is a covenant-keeping God. He says, I will bless you and your household, you and your children. When he comes into Gideon's situation and the cry of Israel, he does not just come for Gideon. He deals with the whole generation. During COVID, we were singing, the Lord bless you and keep you. In upon you,
be gracious to you, the Lord and moon is faithful.
For how many generations? 1,000 generations. Shall you stand with me this morning? Colossians 2:8 says, do not let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world. Rather, seek Christ. Do not be intimidated by men's ideas, men's philosophies. You need to have faith in God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. As you stand with me this morning, my beloved sisters and brothers, I want you to search your own heart. I want you to begin to think about the next generation and the call of God that is upon your life. That are you living according to God's plan, or you are living according to the world system? The system that told you this is only what you can afford, this is only what you can do, and you have believed the lies. That at this age you are supposed to be doing this, at this age you are supposed to be experiencing this. I want to challenge you this morning that as we call upon the name of Jesus, as we call upon the name of Jesus this morning, you would know that God is calling you to rise from this place where you have been like Gideon hiding from the Midianites. When you are a mighty woman of God, when you are a mighty man of God, no longer is this a season to follow men's philosophies, but to hear the voice of Jesus Christ, to hear for yourself, to hear for your children, to do what God has called you to do. Father, I want to thank you this morning. I want to glorify you this morning. I want to magnify you that these, my brothers and sisters, and I have heard your word that it's no longer time to neglect the call of God that is upon our lives. Father, I want to thank you that even as we open our hearts to you, you will show any idols that are in our hearts that we are still bowing down to, that are causing us not to hear you clearly, that are causing us to walk in fear, not in faith. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of life and Spirit of truth will resurrect vision. I pray for brothers and sisters in this place that have been held captive, my God, by their own minds because they have stopped renewing their minds. They have begun following philosophies of this world. Father, I pray right now you break that chain that has been binding them to the philosophies of this world. That today is a day where they begin to see clearly and hear clearly, my Father. That if they continue to read Judges chapter 6, my God, they will also even destroy the evil altars that have been in their generation, my God, by the power of the name of Jesus, by the power of the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus that never loses its power. Father, I pray that any evil covenants that have been made that are blinding your children from fulfilling their purpose and their goal be destroyed by the power of the name above every other name, the name of Jesus. I declare and decree in this place this morning, let eyes be opened, oh God, so that they may see their purpose, their calling, just like you did with Joseph, my father, that he had a dream at a young age, and he began to believe in that dream, and at the appointed time, he fulfilled the dream that you had shown him. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, anyone in this place, oh God, that has been held captive because of their education, my God, today I pray that may they read the word of God, the word that brings life, the word that resurrects the dead. My Father, I pray today, those that have been bound, that have gone out and done things in their own strength like Moses. We have been hiding. We have been behind the scenes. Let the burning bush encounter be. Let there be a burning bush encounter, my Father. Oh, Father, I pray for those that have been zealous in the wrong things, like Paul, like Saul, my God. Today is the day where they have the Damascus encounter. Oh, Reba Shika Raba Sika. Father, I pray a release of your children. Yours, Lord, those that are bound by tradition and culture. Those that are bound by tradition and culture. Spirit of the living God, let them experience you. Those that have been abused. Those that have been used, my God. I pray for healing. That no longer will they be used by any man. No longer will they be bound by any man. But it is for freedom that we have been saved. So that we can worship you in spirit and truth. So that we can serve you with our mind, with our intellect, with the work of our hands. Father, I'm praying right now that you break the chains that have bound us, oh God, for generations. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of failure. Fear of making a mistake. I command you to leave this place in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die. You shall complete the work that God has called you to do. I pray, my God, for the older generation in this place, that they will not neglect the call of God. They will be like Caleb, who said, "Give me my mountain." At the age of 80, they will rise up in strength. They will rise up in strength and stand with the next generation. The mothers in this place, the grandmothers in this place will play their part. The fathers in this place will play their part, my Father, because it's no longer a time to neglect the gift of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Reba shukolobo sika, moreke telebo sika rabashika, moreke teama sika rabashika. We worship you, O God. We give you praise. Our Father and our God, every ear has heard the declarations in this place this morning. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. Complete that which you have started in this place this morning. We thank you and exalt you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.